and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 15th of January, 2008. It was on this day, 1831, Victor Hugo finished his novel Notre Dame de Paris, known to us as The Hunchback of Notre Dame, in which Quasimodo, the grotesque, hunchbacked bell ringer, falls in love with a gypsy street dancer named Esmeralda. It's the birthday of Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, born in Besançon in the east of France in 1809, the author of a famous pamphlet, What is Property?, in which he said property is theft. It's the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., born in Atlanta in 1929. Graduated from Morehouse College, his father, who was a Baptist preacher, urged him to enter the ministry. He went to Crozier Theological Seminary in Chester, Pennsylvania, worked for his degree in divinity. It was in 1955 Martin Luther King Jr. was the new pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, when a woman named Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on one of that city's buses, violating the segregation laws. And Dr. King was elected to lead the boycott of the bus system. Because he was young, he was just 26, and they knew that should the boycott fail, he would be more likely to find another pastorate somehow. In his first speech to the boycott organization, Dr. King said, "We have no alternative but to protest. For many years we have shown an amazing patience. We have sometimes given our white brothers the feeling that we liked the way we were being treated, but we come here tonight to be saved from that patience that makes us patient with anything less than freedom and justice." The bus boycott worked in Montgomery, and Dr. King formed the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which provided him a national platform. And it's the day on which we celebrate the birthday of the playwright Molière. It's the day on which he was baptized in Paris in 1622. His real name was Jean-Baptiste Poquelin, born to wealthy parents, was expected to become a lawyer. Instead, he became involved with a theatrical family, the Béjars, joined them in a theater company, toured the provinces for 13 years, which gave Molière plenty of practice with all aspects of the theater. And he went on to write his great plays, Tartuffe and The Misanthrope and The Imaginary Illness. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Noel Coward, entitled Nothing Is Lost. Deep in our subconscious, we are told, lie all our memories, lie all the notes of all the music we have ever heard, and all the phrases those we loved have spoken, sorrows and losses time has since consoled, family jokes, outmoded anecdotes, each sentimental souvenir and token, everything seen, experienced, each word addressed to us in infancy, before we could even know or understand the implications of our wonderland. There they all are, the legendary lies, the birthday treats, the sights, the sounds, the tears, forgotten debris of forgotten years, waiting to be recalled, waiting to rise before our world dissolves before our eyes, waiting for some small, intimate reminder, a word, a tune, a known familiar scent, an echo from the past, when innocent we looked upon the present with delight, and doubted not the future would be kinder, and never knew the loneliness of night. A poem by Noel Coward, Nothing Is Lost, from his Collected Verse, edited by Graham Payne and Martin Tickner, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.